All health and fitness plans should include time to rest and an emphasis on resting. Rest is not a waste, but a critical activity that should occur on a frequent basis. Rest is a health and fitness basic to be able to reach your health and fitness goals and maintain them long term. Thank you for listening to the Break Free and Get Fit podcast with me, your host, Dr. Janelle Taveras. This purpose-driven and powerful podcast will provide you with the necessary strategies and tools to break free from everything limiting your full potential to live a fit life. It's God's desire for you to be fit, healthy and whole, missing nothing. Jesus has already done his part. Now it's your turn to do your part to co-labor with him. Success in life doesn't happen by accident, but is a result of your day-to-day choices. Listen to every episode with an open heart and hear the voice of God speaking to you and guiding your next steps. Let's get into today's episode. Rest is crucial for maintaining holistic health, spirit, soul, and body. There are physiological benefits to rest, including improved cognitive function, enhanced immune system function, and better stress management. During rest, the body undergoes processes such as tissue repair, muscle growth, and the release of growth hormones, all of which contribute to physical recovery and overall health. You need to rest to balance your hormones and increase your capacity to handle stressful situations, which add to mental and emotional health and stability. You also need to rest to recover from exercise. During rest, this is when your body becomes stronger because exercise breaks the muscle down and wears you out. This is why even too much exercise can be a bad thing and make you weaker, more prone to injury, and increases cortisol, which can prevent fat loss. There are also consequences of not resting, which can be severe and affect both physical and mental health. Lack of adequate rest can lead to increased stress, impaired cognitive function, weakened immune system, and a higher risk of developing chronic conditions such as heart disease and diabetes. Additionally, it can negatively impact mood and overall well-being. So when it comes to rest and recovery during exercise, it's essential to incorporate adequate rest periods and recovery strategies to allow the body to repair and adapt to the physical stress of training. I want to pause a little bit here and talk about the consequences of not resting. And I've lived this out full throttle. So from experience, I am telling you that there are severe consequences to not resting. In one of the past episodes, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'll make sure to link it in the show notes. I gave my testimony, and there's a lot of components and layers to my testimony about my mental health breakdown, but a huge part of that was not having rest, feeling the need to do things in my own strength, overachieving, and just pushing my body to its limit. I didn't have boundaries around rest. And sadly to say, this was also a time where I was backslidden and I didn't realize it. And I was backslidden because of just the trauma that I had. And I hadn't allowed myself to heal from sort of back-to-back trauma and life circumstances. And I wasn't able to heal because I wasn't resting. You know, when you rest in the Lord, when you learn to rest physically and put boundaries and limits on this, this is where you heal. And not only just physically, you heal in your soul and your emotions and your mind, you heal. And so one of the biggest consequences of not resting for me was having that nervous breakdown, that mental health breakdown. And I mentioned that I was backslidden because if you don't rest for long periods of time, it absolutely weakens you to where you open a window for the enemy to operate in your life. And for me, I started to seek solutions in the world. And so I don't mention this often, but I think it's important. And this is why I say I was backslidden, because it's definitely not something I would recommend to anybody. In Florida, medical marijuana is legal. And so I had some people in my circle, which is, of course, another factor being backslidden, is you start to allow people in your inner circle that may not be the best influence. And not to say there were bad people, it's not it at all, but I shouldn't have had them so close to me and taken on their recommendations. So they were just talking about how good medical marijuana was, how it relaxed them, gave them sleep, and all these things. And I'm just hearing them, and I'm like, oh my goodness, that sounds amazing, right? Because here I am in 2020, it's the pandemic, stressed out mom, have two babies, working several jobs. So I'm like, I can't take a vacation. At least let me feel like I'm on vacation for a little while, right? And so what happened was, this door was open to medical marijuana and it became a crutch for me. And so instead of resting, I would use the medical marijuana. I started experiencing all kinds of weird spiritual phenomenon that resulted in anxiety, and this was not the solution at all. But this was a consequence of not resting, right? And so I say that because of the importance of rest. And so I'm going to just kind of bring it back and talk about some practical advice for rest. So when you're exercising, you need rest between exercise sessions, between body parts. So you need to allow at least 48 hours of rest between sessions that target the same muscle group. So you never really want to work out the same muscle groups back to back. You want to give it a day in between so that your muscle can recover and repair. And this is how we get muscle growth. Also, aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night for overall recovery, hormone balance, cognitive functions. And this may seem really hard for the mom listening out there. I'm speaking to you, I know, but we can aim for 7 to 9. We might not get that, but at least let's aim for it. And what helps is having a consistent sleep schedule. My children, I try to have them in a consistent sleep schedule. I try to create a relaxing bedtime routine so things start shutting down around 7:30, around 8, because that's how I could get more hours of sleep, is going to bed earlier. And ensuring a comfortable sleep environment, I have this lavender bed spray. I spray it out around. I have a nice hot cup of chamomile tea before I go to bed. And what I do is I go to bed. I don't wait till I'm sleepy to get into bed. I get into bed around the same time. And I'm also trying to step away from the TV, even if we're watching good programs. So this is what I do with my kids. They love Superbook. And so we watch Superbook or other Christian or Bible-based videos on YouTube together. And I enjoy that time with my kids. I do. And so once they fall asleep, I try to turn the screen off. Now, I like my videos too, and I always try to keep into Christian broadcasting. I do watch health and fitness things as well. However, when the content is more relaxing, then it will, it's part of that healthy sleep environment. And but I'm trying to step away from that for myself and do more reading, which helps a lot too, to get into that winding down, feeling comforted and easier to go to sleep. And what I have been doing for a while is putting limits on my cell phone use. So at 9 o'clock, my cell phone blocks off completely. It goes on silent mode. But once it's like 8 o'clock, I'm trying to step away from the phone as much as possible, focus on the bedtime routine. And so I'm not perfect at it, but I do have that do not disturb come on from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. And you want to stay away from electronic devices and stimulating things right before bed. Also, what has helped me is giving at least 2 hours before bedtime where I don't eat, right? Dinner should be the last meal of the day. There should not be snacking or other things afterwards. But eating very heavy before bed can also disrupt your sleep. And so give yourself at least that 2 hours window. And this is for me. Everybody's different. Some people, need to have that meal so they can sleep well, but then maybe they don't eat breakfast. But I tend to be more of a breakfast person, so I like to stop eating around 5 or 6 p.m. so I can give myself that time and I sleep better. And so when you do rest, when you have your rest days from exercise, you can still have low impact activities or switch your muscle groups. So for me, I alternate lower body and upper body. And on my rest days, I danced, I do Zumba, I play with my kids, I go walking, I do chores around the house and just try to keep active. So rest days don't necessarily mean no activity. You just switch up the activity. And so follow the recommendations to optimize your rest and recovery strategies so you can have better exercise performance, better rest, better outlook on life. Sleep and rest are mentioned in the Bible. And sleep is given to us by God as rest for our physical bodies and our souls. So I want to go through some scriptures that God gives us about sleep and rest. So in Psalm 127:2, it says, "It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives us his beloved sleep." So, what is this telling us? We can avoid stress and anxious toil when we get adequate rest and sleep. And God says here, beloved sleep. Sleep is something that God desires for us, it is good. Now, in Matthew 11, 28, 30, it says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." This was one of the first scriptures that spoke to me when I first came to Christ. I tend to be a busybody, and learning to rest in the Lord is something I have to be intentional about. When I start to feel unsettled, confusion, anxiety, or even mental or physical exhaustion, this is a cue that I need to rest in the Lord. And how is resting in the Lord different from a nap or a break? Well, it may not physically look different, but it's acknowledging the Lord's presence during every moment and maybe just asking Him to use that time to refresh you. Now, in Exodus 33:14, it says, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." This is what God says. And knowing that God is with me and I can depend on Him is a huge weight off my shoulders, which actually gives me more endurance and helps prevent burnout or exhaustion. Sometimes I feel that burden, I feel overwhelmed, and I'm like, "Lord, take this from me." Or even, "Holy Spirit, help me if it's something that I have to do and I can't push it off." And call upon the Lord, and He will respond For sure. God always comes through and he'll show me a shortcut. He'll guide my thoughts. He'll renew my strength. Whatever it is, there's always a supernatural intervention when I call upon the name of the Lord. And I've learned to not depend on myself and my own strength and effort and ability, but in God. And Exodus 34:21 says, 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest time you shall rest. So no matter how busy you are or how crazy life gets, God desires for us to rest. I have to fight the urge to continue to want to complete tasks and be productive and just learn to stop and smell the roses. So I like to have one rest day every week. And this usually falls between Friday and Saturday, sometimes Sunday. I'm not super religious when this happens, but I tend to be most tired on Fridays. So this is why I'll schedule it. I'll Shabbat and I will not do anything Friday evenings, and I will stay in the house, shut in until Saturday, and then maybe go out Saturday night. So that's what I tend to do, what's my habit. Also, my rest day is not where I don't do anything, but it's that I don't have a task list to work from and where there are no expectations for that day except to enjoy my home and enjoy my family. So I sleep in, I take naps, I watch YouTube with my kids, and I actively rest in the Lord and learn to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. Now in Mark 6:31, and he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Jesus practiced breaking away to pray. And it is important to set healthy boundaries and break away from the noise and routine of life to rest. When I am rested and calm, I am more able to hear the still small voice of God whispering thoughts and conversing with me about all kinds of things. As a mom of two and working full-time plus ministry, it can seem counterproductive to schedule rest. But rest time is an investment. It helps redeem the time, especially when you learn to rest in the Lord. I break away from the routine and even engage in some chores like laundry, and that allows me to have the most filling conversations. I said this once to somebody because I used to hate doing chores. It has been a struggle for me. And it's funny how the Lord has a sense of humor because now, one of the times I most clearly hear the voice of God is in the middle of chores. And that's because I am breaking away from my regular routine of brain work and sitting at the laptop and, to go away with him and do something different. And so learning to rest may be almost like a lost art today, but it's one of the most important activities if we desire health, spirit, soul, and body. So the Holy Spirit led me to this topic to be my last podcast for this first season, to take some time and to rest. And I'm always reminded that I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me, just maybe not all at the same time. So I'll be focusing on writing and recording my warfare workouts on my YouTube channel so that I can start preparing to do live workouts again. And if you are interested in faith-based effective workouts, please check out my channel. These workouts are fire. And let me close this season out with a prayer. So Father God, I am so thankful for these 23 wonderful episodes where you have spoken to us about the original and biblical plan for fitness. your will specifically for our lives, and where I've been able to share practical steps to guide my friends and family towards a fit life that pleases you. I thank you for giving me so much content to share, and I know that you will be glorified. I thank you for all the people that have listened to these messages, and I know your word is taking effect in their lives. Continue to bless them and touch them with your presence. May they experience you, Lord, in greater measure than ever before. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them, over this podcast, because all is created by you and for you. And may each person be blessed in their comings and in their goings. May your holy angels take charge over them and anoint them for fitness, to be trained for battle and walk in victory that you have provided for all of us. May the peace, love, and joy of God be their portion, and may they stay tuned for the upcoming season 2 of Break Free and Get Fit podcast. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Until next season, my friends and family, I love you and I look forward to seeing you fit, spirit, soul, and body. If you have been blessed by this podcast, please provide a rating and a comment and take advantage of the additional free resources such as the I Am Fit and Free Facebook group. It's private and it's amazing. Also, the I Am Fit and Free website. I would also love to keep you close, so come check out my YouTube channel, Instagram, TikTok, and I also have a link tree that just keeps all these things together.